This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is my question to you guys. Let's say you wake up and you get a notification on your phone. It's from ESPN. You see the Chiefs have made another trade. You're excited. You see that the Chiefs have traded a fourth-round pick. They're really going for it. Do you want that to be for a wide receiver, or do you want that to be for a corner? Now, I want to read this text really quickly before we kind of answer the question. Someone said, CDOT, what if they went out and got an offensive tackle? No one is giving you a starting caliber offensive tackle in the middle of the season. You can get a wide receiver. You can get Darius Slayton. They got a bunch of those. You know, teams got six or seven wide receivers. They'll give you a wide receiver. They'll give you a corner in the year. Teams ain't giving you their left tackle, bro. So maybe you want the Chiefs to go get a new left tackle and solve some of those issues on the other side. I don't think that's happened. I think they're kind of stuck with their offensive tackle position, which they could certainly be worse at that position. Rob, normally, you know, I would go corner. I got to maintain corner dot. I'm corner and commander dot. I would say a wide receiver if I had to pick between those two options. I'm still not entirely sure if they have enough at wide receiver today. Now, I say this without fully knowing what's going to happen with Hollywood Brown. I think Hollywood is coming back. I believe Hollywood is coming back. I don't know if Hollywood is coming back. But if you told me that Hollywood is coming back in 6 weeks, that might change my opinion. But where we currently stand right now, I still don't know if they had a lot of options. And if you were telling me that worst case scenario is you trade for Darius Slayton and you still get Hollywood back, so heading into their first postseason game, regardless of who it could be, you've got DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, fill in the blank wide receiver, Hollywood Brown, Noah Gray. They got a bunch of options at Pat's disposal over the final 3-4 weeks of the season. So I would be on team, go get more weapons. Now, I do have my questions about the cornerback room, but every time I've ever posed a question about cornerback, they have figured it out. I am just going to trust that down the stretch, they will figure it out in some capacity, whether it's with Nazi Johnson, whether it's with Joshua Williams, whether it's with that kid that was undrafted that we didn't even know who he was until last week when he got the interception. I think they are more likely to figure it out at corner than they are at wide receiver, given the depth. I'd rather them go trade for a wide receiver if those are my two options.
If those are the two options, me and you're on the same page for a lot of the same reasons. I know they can make it work with corner. There's also guys on the roster who you can kind of manipulate and make a corner without truly being a corner. I have a hunch you're going to see more Chimari Connor over the next couple weeks. You're probably going to see even more Jaden Hicks. They didn't draft these guys to just watch as they played 3 and 4 corners. Steve Spagnuolo is a little bit of mad scientist, mad genius. I think he'll figure it out. Maybe they get more blitz heavy because they can protect the back end. I think they are fine there, even though the names after Trent McDuffie are a little bit lacking. But because I don't know the deal with Hollywood Brown, I think he'll be back, but what will he give the Chiefs? Is he just a, you know, decoy type guy? Is he actually viable? I don't know if Hollywood Brown comes back, what to expect or when to expect Hollywood Brown. I know Andy Reid met with the media yesterday and he said he's a tick ahead of schedule. Well, what does that mean? I don't know. So we'll just see. So because Sky Moore's on the IR, because Hollywood Brown is a little bit of a question mark to me, because Rashee Rice is not playing, and because Juju Smith-Schuster is a guy who I think will pop up on the injury report pretty consistently because he left Kansas City with health issues, I would like, if nothing more, an insurance policy in the room. Maybe that means trading a sixth for a Justin Watson type. Maybe that means a fourth for a Slayton type. Maybe that means a seventh for DeMarcus Robinson. But that room needs more healthy human bodies, and I need Patrick Mahomes to have people to throw to, so I'm going to say wide receiver.
Let's go to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. You can also text in. If the Chiefs made another trade to strengthen the roster, would you rather them make the trade at wide receiver or corner? Let's go to the phone lines. Dustin called into the show today. Dustin, how you doing today, man?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Carrington?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Yep, no problem. Hey, I'd go with the wide receiver route, basically for the same reasons you guys just said. You know, when something's came up with the corners, whether it was Ward leaving or Snead leaving, everything else, you know, Brett Veach, he's always found a way to put somebody there, and nine times out of ten, they've been very good in that situation. Now, obviously, you know, if the Jets are going to trade a Sauce Gardner for a fourth round pick, I'm going to go the corner route, but we're not living in la la land here. So, on a realistic note, yeah, I would go wide receiver. Like maybe, I mean, if you could get somebody like Christian Kirk or Darius Slayton, one of them guys for a four, I'd go that route.
No, Dustin, I appreciate the phone call. I'm also thinking at corner, and maybe it's just I don't know that market as well as I know the wide receiver market. Are you trading for a corner with a sixth or seventh round pick that is really much different than what you already have in the room? Like, if you're going to make that trade for a corner, that trade usually happens in the offseason when you spend a little bit of resources because corner is a premium position. If they're willing to trade, let's say they're willing to do a pick swap, right? Let's say they're willing to take their sixth round pick, they'll take your seventh round pick, and then you give the Chiefs a corner. Is that corner any different than what they already have? Is that corner better than Nazi Johnson? Is that corner better than Joshua Williams? Is that guy better than Christian Roland Watson? I'm not entirely sure. I think your upward mobility, so to speak, is far more there at wide receiver and finding a wide receiver that could kind of move the needle. Darius Slayton would be a significant upgrade for this team. DeMarcus Robinson, in some ways, would be a noticeable upgrade to what you have at wide receiver. I'm not entirely sure if that trade exists for itself at corner, where they're going to be able to fix that issue if they feel like they have one. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hunter called into the show today. Hey, Hunter.
Hey, Cito. I got a bigger question about this wide receiver room. We were talking about, and you even just said so yourself, at corner, none of us really have an issue because we know we have depth there. But why don't we have that at the wide receiver court? And mainly, my question is related to Xavier Worthy. I just feel like there's a lot of pressure put on Rashee Rice last year, but I don't think that same pressure is being put on Xavier Worthy. And I just have a bad feeling that this is going to turn into Mecole Hardman 2.0, where it's you got a fast guy to run gadget plays, but outside of that, what is his purpose? Because all we've seen to this point is him running a straight line, and we haven't really seen any of that route running capability. Yeah, I don't know. Overreacting here, or are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Hunter. I appreciate the phone call. I think at least for Xavier Worthy for this season, I appreciate the phone call. I think the expectation was that he was just going to be their third option, and I don't want to say whatever production you got from him was going to be gravy, but I think you were counting on Xavier Worthy to be a 500, 600-yard guy. If that's what he was, if the wide receiver room was what we originally expected it to be, I think everybody can live with it now. I think now what is happening because of the injuries, we now want Xavier Worthy to be that 850, that 900-yard guy to fill the deficit when I just don't know if he's going to be that guy this season for this team. He could be that possibly next year, maybe by year three, but I just never thought he was going to be much bigger than this. They had depth in that wide receiver room. All their depth is hurt. I mean, you had Rashee Rice, you had Hollywood Brown, so you had two proven NFL guys. You brought back Juju Smith-Schuster. He showed you that he still had some gas left in the tank. You had three accomplished NFL wide receivers. All three of them are currently injured right now. So I don't really know what wide receiver room could take the level of attrition that this room has had over the course of the first 6-7 weeks of the season, and you expect to get much more production than what they have. Look at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has more weapons than a lot of teams in the National Football League. You lose Mike Evans, you lose Chris Godwin. Who else are they throwing the football to? Trey Palmer's now their number one wide receiver. They got to figure it out with Cade Otton at tight end, or they got to figure it out with their stable of running backs. There's not many teams that I think are going to be in a position where the Chiefs, over the course of the last month, they have lost their number one wide receiver, their number two wide receiver, and their number four wide receiver. This is kind of what you got. Now, we're now speculating if Justin Ross can give you anything, and the answer is no. You want to know how I know? They made him change his number today. That should let you know how they feel about Justin Ross. They didn't go ask Isaiah Pacheco to change his number from 10. They asked Justin Ross, hey, you're not using this. Give me that number, big dog. So I hear what you're saying about wide receiver. I think a majority of this is just their depth got tested, and their depth is hurt right now with the injuries that you currently have. We can keep taking your phone calls coming up on the other side. 913-586-7965. If the Chiefs make another trade, do you want it to be for a wide receiver or do you want it to be for a corner? And Rob and I have an argument that only this show can have. We'll do it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. We're talking about the Chiefs and if they're going to make another move. I asked this question. You wake up. You check your phone, you got a notification from ESPN. It says the Chiefs have made a move. Do you want that move to be for a wide receiver or do you want that move to be for a corner? Now, Rob and I are on the same page. We both want a wide receiver, and I know you guys always call me corner dot, but I am not going to worry about corner. Now, I do have a question. I gave you guys the stat earlier. If you just missed it, Trent McDuffie has played in every defensive snap that they have had so far this season. Jalen Watson has played in 91% of their defensive snaps. You got to scroll all the way down to find their next corner. Nazi Johnson has played the third most snaps for this team at corner. He has played in 106 out of their 377. I will do the math for you. That is 28%. Of their defensive snaps. You then got to go down to Joshua Williams. He has played in 13% of their defensive snaps. So they lost, just based on the usage, one of their five most valuable corners and defensive players on this team. How are they going to replace that player? But you guys tell me all the time that Spags is going to figure it out. All right, cool. So I wouldn't use my resource. If they're willing to trade a fourth, a fifth, they want to do a pick swap for a late round pick, I'd much rather it be for a corner. I think at the end of business today, number one, I think the Vikings are winning today. I think the Rams are going to be open for business. If you can go get Tutu Atwell for a mid round pick swap, if you can go get DeMarcus Robinson for one, that's what I would be doing the moment the game is over. I think the Rams lose today. And I think the Cooper Kupp is going to be on his way out, especially now with Puka Nacua coming off IR, and he's scheduled to play today. And I don't think the Rams are making the postseason. I think they're going to be 2-5 at the end of the day. So I would call the Rams and try to go get one of those individuals. I think a wide receiver moves the needle more for this team over the course of the next 12 weeks than I think a corner would move the needle for this team. I think there's better options at one of those positions than the other option. Coming up in a bit, Rob and I will have a conversation that only this show is qualified to have, but we'll keep taking your phone calls, 913-586-7965. Don, you called into the show. Hey, Don.
Hey, Carrington, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
I think, I just wondered, given the way the Chiefs are great at taking people off the scrap heap and resurrecting them, why is Hunter Renfrow not getting the tires kicked? He would be here for nothing. He's already getting paid. He was an all-pro. He got lost in Oakland. Who doesn't get lost in Oakland?
No, Don, that's a good point, man. I appreciate the phone call. Hunter Renfrow is a name that his name just continues to come up as an available option. Now, maybe the argument is going to be, well, Kareem Hunt also wasn't in the league, and the league was wrong about Kareem Hunt, and you would be right. I don't know if the Hunter Renfrow thing is real, man. I really don't know if it's real. Hunter Renfrow had one good season in the National Football League, and it was a really good season. Hunter Renfrow was really good in 2021. Other than that, he ain't been that good. I mean, in 2022, he had 330 yards. Last year, last season, he played in 17 games and had 255 yards. And now he's out of the league. I don't know if the Hunter Renfrow thing is going to happen again. I think he might have to find a regular job. I don't know what Hunter Renfrow is doing right now. I hope he's using that degree that he got from Clemson, and I hope that he's being all he can be, because I don't know if he's going to be in the NFL or not. Let me ask you guys this question about Hunter Renfrow. Has a team even worked him out? Think about that. MVS was available. He got a workout. Multiple teams wanted MVS. The Colts, the Commanders, the Saints, multiple teams reached out to MVS. One team brought him in for a workout. He signed with that team. Have we even read a story that Hunter Renfrow went to go run laps and routes for a team? That should tell me everything that you need to know. Hunter Renfrow ain't even getting bites for a job offer right now. He is not getting brought in. He's not a. When's the last time you heard that Hunter Renfrow did a Zoom with one of these teams? You're not even talking and communicating with these teams. They lost your number. So I don't think Hunter Renfrow's coming back. I don't think he's just not coming back to the Chiefs. I don't think he's coming back, period. He shouldn't even be on Madden. Take him off of there. He's not in the league anymore. Let's go back to the phone lines. Melvin called into the show. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, C-Dot. You can tell who doesn't listen to the show regular, because you already went through that Hunter Renfrow information last week. But I'd take a wide receiver, and I wouldn't mind DeMarcus Robinson as long as somebody tells him. Because when he was here previous, he didn't drop a lot of passes. His problem was he'd catch a pass and run backwards. As long as he takes, like Marvin Harrison used to do, catch the pass, get the first down, and hit the ground. They could do the same thing for Worthy. And that other caller said Worthy's not doing anything. Well, Rice didn't do anything till around the eighth or ninth game of the season also, because they are rookies. But thanks a lot, C-Dot. I'll talk to you later.
No, no problem, Melvin, man. I appreciate the phone call. You're right, man. Nobody could turn an 11-yard reception into a 4-yard reception quite like DeMarcus Robinson. He had a certain je ne sais quoi for doing that. He really did. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, how can you cite Hunter Renfrow's stats? He played with the Raiders. I'm telling you that no other team has been willing to give him a shot. Everybody gets a second shot. Kadarius Toney is in the league right now. Kadarius Toney is on an NFL roster. The same Kadarius Toney that couldn't catch for the Kansas City Chiefs. The same Kadarius Toney that was on IG Live spouting nonsense about the Kansas City Chiefs. A team signed him. He's currently employed. Hunter Renfrow, he ain't on a practice squad. He's not in the XFL. So you're right. Maybe it's, hey, you played for the Raiders. You can't take any of that. You got to tell me why no other team. He's available for anybody. Nobody's bringing him in. Think about all the wide receivers that are hurt right now. San Francisco is down a couple of key wide receivers. One of their wide receivers got shot. The other wide receiver was in the hospital for pneumonia. Their other wide receiver tore his ACL. Hunter Renfrow played right down the street, still haven't called him. Tampa Bay, they lost their number two and number one wide receiver. They haven't called Hunter Renfrow. The Chiefs are not the only wide receiver needy team in the league, and no one seems to want him. Maybe the league is telling you something.
By the way, the top story right now on Hunter Renfrow, per Greg Oman, who covers the Bucks, the Bucks have not reached out to Hunter Renfrow, despite injuries.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all keep bringing this man up. Someone on the text line says, did you guys plant that caller? It can't be that many people still asking about Renfrow. I'm telling you. Rob, when's the last time we planted a phone call on the show?
I don't think we've done it in my tenure.
We did it one time, making fun of KU.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did it
one time. That was a long time ago, though.
I was unaware that was happening at the time.
Yeah, you're right. You did do that.
Yeah,
no, we ain't playing a phone call in a while. Anybody that calls this show, this is 100% real. This is authentic.
By the way, if we're going to plant one, it's not for Hunter Renfro, by the way.
That's a good point. That's a good point. No, I wouldn't go through all the work of setting it up. It takes a little bit of work to do some of those things. I'm not putting that level of work in for Hunter Renfro. I mean, you know what? If I was going to do that, I'd rather do it for Michael Thomas if I was going to put the work in. I would rather plan a Michael Thomas phone call. Also, somebody not in the league, not working out, no nothing. Michael Thomas just sitting around unemployed. Jeff, how you doing, man?
What up, C-Dot? How are you, man?
Doing good, man.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm a little nervous, so I want to make sure I understand how much time do I get. I'm just kidding. Okay, so I'm taking a corner because in Brett Veach we trust. I think that right now with us getting D-Hop, I think that that does what we need with what we have salvaged with our wide receivers already. But I do have a follow-up question for you about Hollywood. So Hollywood didn't play it down for us, right? So is there any way that that somehow affects the cap? Like, we didn't get to use any of his cap. So is there any way that that affects the cap? And I just want to give you guys props. You guys do a great show. You challenge the callers, and you definitely challenge Rob. And I just appreciate you, man.
You know what, Jeff, let me put you on hold. Let's give you a pizza, Jeff. You had good positive energy today, man. Rob, give Jeff a pizza. Some people on the text line say that we don't give pizzas out. We give out pizzas every single day on this show. You want to know why we're not giving you a pizza? Because you're mean on the text line. If you guys were nicer on the text line, I'd give more pizzas away. If you guys were kind and nice, pizza palooza on this show. But no, you're mean to me. I get called an idiot and Chargers dot on the text line all the time. It hurts my feelings. So I don't want to give you any pizza. Go buy a pizza for yourself. All right, coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll get back to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. I would ask Rob this question, but he's talking on the phone right now, so I'll buy some time until Rob is back. I do want to play what DeAndre Hopkins had to say. D-Hop met with the media for the first time today. Here's what he said.
Very important. I think I've done a lot, all the accolades that I can accomplish as far as personal. So I think, you know, just playing meaningful football in January is, you know, what's left on the list.
This is my question, 913-586-7965. And I ask this question because maybe I am not the best indicator of this, because I don't think that Mike Evans should be a Hall of Famer, but you guys keep telling me that Mike Evans is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Is DeAndre Hopkins a Hall of Famer? Because I was thinking about this as I was driving in today. I mean, wouldn't the comparison be Andre Johnson? Andre Johnson never really played with a lot of great quarterbacks, put up a lot of numbers over the course of his career, and he recently made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, I would say that Andre Johnson was better than DeAndre Hopkins has been, but they're pretty comparable. Andre Johnson has more catches, he has more yards, but he does have fewer touchdowns. Andre Johnson has, I would say, accomplished maybe a little bit more than D-Hop has accomplished as well. Hopkins has made the Pro Bowl 5 times. Andre Johnson has made it 7 times. DeAndre Hopkins does have one more All-Pro than Andre Johnson does, but Andre Johnson led the NFL in catches multiple times, also led it in yards multiple times. D-Hop has only led the NFL in touchdown catches. So I think D-Hop is like right there on the fringe. You know who I think D-Hop is? I think he's wide receiver Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb was really, really good for a long period of time. I don't think Donovan McNabb is getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's who I think D-Hop is, but I'm at least open to the possibility that I could be wrong. I will say this about D-Hop. If he has a very strong rest of this season and this team wins the Super Bowl, DeAndre Hopkins is going into the Hall of Fame. That is the difference to me. The biggest reason that Mike Evans is going in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion, is he played with Tom Brady. You played with Tom Brady. You got the 1 year in which you played with Tom Brady. You played well. You won a Super Bowl. So whenever I go on there, I will not look at the lack of all pros. I will not look at the lack of Pro Bowls or lack of time that you led the NFL in a statistic. It says that you were on a team that won the Super Bowl, and that is the difference in a lot of these cases of if you make it or don't make it. If D-Hop and this team make the Super Bowl, that will be just enough to get DeAndre Hopkins over the hump. He will make the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so a couple things. One, first things first. Do not mention Donovan McNabb in the Hall of Fame ever again. He can go there as a visitor, but Donovan McNabb, nothing about Donovan McNabb is Hall of Fame. Not close, not sniffing it, not just out, not Hall of Good. I'm not. Your analogy game with Donovan McNabb there was weak because Donovan McNabb is not even an iota of a thought of a Hall of Famer. Is he even on the ballot? Is he allowed to be on the ballot? No. He is not a Hall of Famer.
The only reason that Donovan McNabb isn't on the Hall of Fame conversation is because the criteria for quarterback to get in is so high to get in.
He threw like 20 touchdowns a year. Come on. He threw less touchdowns a year than Troy Aikman, who shouldn't be in the Hall either.
I mean, we know why Aikman is in, though. He was the quarterback of the Cowboys in the 90s. Yeah, that guy is getting
in. I get why Aikman's in. He shouldn't be in, but I get it. He and McNabb's stats are the Spider-Man meme, so don't do this with Donovan McNabb. He shouldn't be in. Did he throw for 30 in a single season?
Yeah, I'm looking at DeAndre Hopkins, and maybe it is just, maybe my criteria for the Hall of Fame is just so high now at this point. Like, I think we're letting in a lot of good players, and DeAndre Hopkins has been great. Don't get me wrong. DeAndre Hopkins has been great. This is an all-time receiver?
Let me ask
like,
you this.
I'm just, really quick, I'm looking at his numbers. The numbers that DeAndre Hopkins has put up, there's going to be 10 receivers from this era that do this. This is what Jalen Waddle's going to be by the time he's done with his career. Jalen Waddle's going to have like 6 or 7 1,000-yard seasons. He's going to have a couple of big numbers. And then we're going to look at him and be like, Jalen Waddle should go in the Hall of Fame? Like, no. This is what Devontae Smith should go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think we're starting to get to the point with quarterback and wide receiver that you got to, look a little bit beyond the numbers. And that's my biggest argument with Mike Evans. Is Mike Evans a good wide receiver? Of course. But it used to be, you had to be Randy Moss to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You had to be Marvin Harrison and T.O. Now we're letting DeAndre Hopkins into the Hall of Fame. I would not vote for D-Hop if I had a vote.
Let me ask you this. Is Julio Jones a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I think Julio was better than him, though.
What's the difference?
To me, though, I'll say this, though. The only wide receiver from his era that I would say is better than him is Larry Fitzgerald.
Well, does Antonio Brown count as that era? I don't know how that era works because Antonio Brown. Either way, Julio Jones is a guy that I think you have in the Hall of Fame. He's DeAndre Hopkins. Yes, DeAndre Hopkins has less Pro Bowls, but more All Pros. He has more touchdowns and more receptions, but less yards. He will finish with more yards. Most people listening, yourself included, lean toward, I think, Julio Jones, the Hall of Famer. So if you have Julio Jones, then you have to put DeAndre Hopkins in. It's that simple.
I mean, I would like to point out that Julio Jones was on the All-Decade team, and DeAndre Hopkins had a chance to be on the All-Decade team.
That's true.
They both played in the same generation, the same era, the same everything. DeAndre Hopkins got drafted in 2013. He could have been on the All-Decade team. He was not, and Julio Jones was on that team. I'm asking this question. They all played during the same era. Antonio Brown was better than D-Hop. Larry Fitzgerald was better than him. Calvin Johnson was better than him and Julio Jones. Now we're letting the 8th or 9th best wide receiver from the 2010s, that guy now, your guy Mike Evans isn't even on this list. Mike Evans was never any of these wide receivers. Mike Evans has been a good wide receiver who has been a number one who gets all the targets for 10 years. And now we put him in the same conversation as Calvin Johnson? No, I'm not doing it.
They would do a little bit of stretching with his era if Calvin Johnson, who was drafted in the pre-2010s,
okay,
I mean, and Larry Fitzgerald, who was playing at Pitt in the 90s, if that's the same era, I mean, that's
the 90s is crazy.
That's a little bit of stretching.
The 90s is crazy.
I'm pretty sure he went to Pitt as a freshman like 99. So there's a little bit of stretching of his era between Fitzgerald and Calvin Johnson.
Let me ask you this. Would peak DeAndre Hopkins, would he be a top 5 wide receiver in today's NFL?
Yes.
The best version of it.
Yes.
He's better than Tyreek Hill?
No. Best version of Tyreek Hill? No.
No. Is he better than Jefferson?
No.
I mean, we can go whoever you consider top 5.
Okay, keep going. I mean, I think he falls in at 3 to 5. I'm looking at his best seasons. I mean, in 2015, he had 1,500 yards. He had 1,500 yards in 2018. He had 1,400 yards in 2020. Like, he has really impressive resume. So who do you think the third best receiver in the league is? AJ Brown? I mean, just name the guy. And I think you now say, oh, Hopkins at his best is probably just as good, if not better, than that guy. So, yeah, if he falls
he had two of those years, though. D-Hop had three. He had three of those years. He had three of those years in Houston. He had three monster seasons in Houston.
And then he had a 1,300 and then two more 1,100s.
Yeah, like he had three monster years.
But, yeah, he had three super seasons. Now, if you want to knock him for the Hall of Fame because of targets, I don't have a comeback for that because he was target god down in Houston.
He was getting a bunch of targets.
He got 200 one year.
One year, he got thrown the ball 192 times. You guys keep telling me how he played with all these bad quarterbacks. I'm sorry. If you threw the ball 192 times to any of these guys, you know what they would have put up? Numbers. 192 times in 16 games is crazy. He was getting 12 targets a game back in the day. Of course he was putting up numbers. Obviously he was. He had a stretch here where every year he was getting 150 targets. No surprise he was really good during that time frame. And I like D-Hop. I don't want anybody to confuse this, and I'm not saying D-Hop is good. I just don't know if I consider DeAndre Hopkins to be an all-time wide receiver. I think he is a very good wide receiver. And I think what has happened now with the explosion of the passing game is anybody who was good for a decent amount of time, we now put him in the Hall of Fame. That's what we do now at wide receiver. If you were decent for an okay stretch of time, you're now a Hall of Famer. And I'm just wondering if we're going to do this in 8 years. We're going to argue that A.J. Brown was a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Let me ask you this, because the text line brings up a great question. Is Odell Beckham in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay. They're on the same page there.
Okay, I'm saying we're arguing Odell Beckham now?
Because Hopkins was light years better than Beckham.
I don't know if the best version of D-Hop was better than the best version of Odell Beckham, but best version of Odell Beckham was a very, very short period of time.
It's a fleeting memory.
Yeah, that was a very short period of time.
That was an idea. That wasn't a thing.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, targets don't mean anything. If Kansas City got Sky Moore 200 targets, he'd have 30 catches. All right, that's, you know what, I can't dispute that. I can't dispute it. That's a good one. That's a really good one. All right, I just wanted to have this conversation with you guys about wide receiver and where you guys think D-Hop. So you think D-Hop is in?
I think D-Hop's in already. I think he's locked.
You think he's already in the Hall of Fame?
I think he's in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
We can ask Nate Taylor, who will probably one day get a vote, and he's on my side with Mike Evans. We can ask him on Friday. I'm sure he has.
If he's voting for DeAndre Hopkins, they should take his vote away.
I don't know if he has a vote now, but he should get one.
Do you think that D-Hop was better than Torrey Holt was?
Six, very close. Six in one hand, half dozen the other.
Okay, I'm just asking. Because Torrey Holt still has not gotten in.
I think Torrey Holt will eventually get in.
And Torrey Holt was on the all-decade team in the 2000s, still did not get in.
I also think...
Which I don't know how he's... I don't know
why Holt's not in already.
Can I can I read to you really quickly who the 2000s all-decade team was and how ridiculous it was that Torrey Holt was not in there? It was Marvin Harrison, Randy Moss, T.O., and Torrey Holt, and he's still not in the Hall of Fame. I'm saying it's been difficult for Torrey Holt, five-time finalist. Torrey Holt has to fight to get in. Now D-Hop's already in when Torrey Holt had to fight to get in?
No. I don't think he's first ballot, but he's in. He will eventually get in. Torrey Holt is in. He will eventually be in.
The Hall of Fame made Antonio Gates wait. He had to wait. D-Hop's already in?
I don't think he's first ballot, but I think like if he retired tomorrow, he eventually gets a gold jacket.
Text line 913-586-7965. Let me know what you think.
When did you become such a curmudgeon about the Hall? You ain't letting anyone anymore.
I can tell you exactly when it was. After the Super Bowl, we started arguing if Matthew Stafford was a Hall of Famer. That's when I was out. That's when I realized that I've been living a lie. Because I was arguing Phillip Rivers for the longest time. You remember, I was like, Phillip Rivers should be in. He should be in. No, Phillip Rivers should not be in the Hall of Fame. If you're telling me that putting Phillip Rivers in means we got to put in Matthew Stafford, then no. That's the day my opinion changed. I turned on First Take, and they were arguing, is Matthew Stafford a Hall of Famer? Like, wait, we've been watching Matthew Stafford for 12 years. We've never thought this. Now he's a Hall of Famer? No, I cannot do it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories of the day. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I want to tell you guys one non-sports story, and it won't take up too much of your time. And then I'll play for you what Rob Parker had to say, just because I know it's going to make some of you mad, and sometimes that's kind of the purpose of sports talk radio. So, Rob, you know this. Every day this week, I've gone looking for a couch, and I think I have it narrowed down. I have it down to my top three. There's still two more places I want to go to before the end of the day, and then I think I'm going to be decided on where I want to get a couch. So the only reason I'm talking about this is yesterday when we brought this up, a lot of you told me to go to Facebook Marketplace. So yesterday, you know, you're just laying there and you're not sleeping. Like, man, what's this? I'm just going to be on the phone. So I went on Facebook Marketplace and I was looking at a sectional. You know what I decided right then and there? Too much work. Too much work. I got to message you, and then I don't know if you're a real person or not. Then I got to haggle a price with you because I'm not paying the price that you say. Like, you're selling something on Facebook. You'll take whatever. Now we got to try to coordinate times, and I got to see if you will deliver it. And then I got to call my friend who's got a truck to go do it. It's too much, man. After about an hour of searching on Facebook, I just was like, you know what? This ain't for me. If that's how you bought a couch or something, hey, I commend you. You are a more patient individual than I was. I determined while I was sitting there, you know what? I'll pay the extra amount of money to not have to deal with this, the back and forth. Now I got to ask you questions about the couch. It's too much.
You're going to need to go make an appointment to go look at it before you make a decision.
It's too much. Yeah, I can't do it, man. I had to say no to that idea. I couldn't do it. I'm not knocking it. If you are currently selling something on Facebook Marketplace or you bought something, I hope that it worked out for you or it is going to work out for you. I'm on your side. I'm just telling you, I realized very early on that ain't for me no more. I can't do it. That's how I felt. I know. I was out. So the search continues for a couch. I'm getting real close. I'm almost there. I can't wait to watch KU lose on Saturday and on a nice, comfortable new couch. This is going to be great, you know? That other couch has seen a lot of KU football losses. This new one, I need to break it in. I got to break it in. I got to also make sure, though, just to be clear, I got to make sure they bring it Saturday after 6 o'clock. I can't sit and watch a Missouri loss on. That can't be the first memory that couch gets. Is it losing to Alabama? No. You know what? Let's do this on Monday or Tuesday. You know, let's wait till the weekend. Now that I'm thinking about it, couch guy's going to come over at 4 o'clock. I'm screaming at the TV because Missouri's down 21-3 and they can't stop the run. No, I'm not putting myself in that scenario. No, why would I do that?
Not going to let Sam Horn ruin your couch's future.
No, I'm not going to do
that. Is it even going to be Sam Horn this weekend?
Brady Cook is going to play. No, Brady Cook is playing.
Wasn't he doubtful as of last night?
No, he'll play. Don't worry.
Oh yeah.
Don't worry. He'll play. I can't wait. If Missouri comes in here and wins on Monday, you guys think I'm annoying now, bro. Don't let Missouri beat Alabama and now all they got to do is win out and they're going to the college football playoff. Don't put me in that scenario. Don't put me in that situation. You think that we're talking Chiefs and Raiders if Missouri beats Alabama at 2 o'clock? You better listen to a podcast or something. We lead with Mizzou if they beat Alabama on Saturday.
Wouldn't that be peak Mizzou, though? Get their hopes to the highest they could possibly
get. Why are you doing this?
Stubbing their toe against, like,
there
Oklahoma.
There was no reason for that.
Who's worse than Oklahoma? Arkansas gets them.
I got to throw a flag on the play there. That was out of bounds. There's no reason for that.
Isn't that the whole plight of Mizzou fan? Oh, so close. Like Charlie Brown kicking that football.
You guys have 2 wins this season. How dare you fix your mouth to speak about Missouri football when your team has 2 wins? 2 wins. Don't ever talk about Mizzou if that's the scenario. You guys might not win a game for the rest of the season. And you're talking about Mizzou? That's disrespect. Here's Rob Parker. Listen to Rob Parker. You think Rob made me mad. Rob Parker made me even more mad. Rob, just trash opinions all around.
I didn't even know DeAndre Hopkins was still in the league. He only, what is he, 40? He's not even a starter anymore. He gets like 40% of the snaps. Really? That's who you go get. Stop shopping at Goodwill. Go to Saks Fifth Avenue. That's where the Jets went. That's where the Buffalo Bills went. And guess what, Kelvin? Who's available?
Who?
Cooper Kupp is available. How about Cooper Kupp in Kansas City? They had Patrick Mahomes sign a bogus deal telling them, hey, take less money. We'll keep the band together. You have a chance to win and win and win. And all they do now is they bring back rejects and return items. That's what they do. Hey, Kareem Hunt, we didn't want you. We sent you packing. Come on back. Juju. Hey, instead of getting a pack of Juju bees at the movie theater, we'll get a receiver who we didn't want. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs do, and it's a disrespect to a talent like Patrick Mahomes. He shouldn't have to play around with leftovers. Go and buy him good groceries.
Yo, why are you talking about Juju like that? What? I don't know what Mecole Hardman did to Rob Parker. I don't understand. I like Amari Cooper, but I mean, I don't want to oversell Amari Cooper. I don't want to oversell Cooper Kupp either. I'm sorry. I'd rather have DeAndre Hopkins than have Cooper Kupp. I really would. Rob Parker, that was uncalled for. I'm going to say that right there. It was uncalled for is what it was. Rob's just full of terrible takes. That's what we've learned. Maybe it's something in the water. Maybe it's something in the air. I don't know if it's been passed down generationally, but just bad takes all around from Rob Parker. I do want to play for you guys what Colin Cowherd had to say. He had a pretty good take on this.
Don't expect 100 catches. Don't expect breakaway speed. But this is what the Kansas City Chiefs do. They find a piece, and if it works or doesn't work, it's there quickly. Juju Smith-Schuster worked, moved him, brought him back. Kadarius Toney kind of worked, kind of didn't, moved him quickly. It's cost-effective. If the Chiefs are doing it, it's going to be cost-effective. It's going to be smart. They're not going to stay with these players forever. Mahomes, Reed, Kelsey, Chris Jones, those guys, and maybe one of their corners, that's the foundation. The you know what? The Kansas City now is like that show American Pickers, where they kind of go around and they go shopping in some odd places for antiques, you know, stuff past its prime. And it's like, oh, let's drive over to Tennessee here and get D-Hop and a vintage oil can. I mean, that's kind of what they do now. And it's not a foundational piece. It's not going to make you rich. You go to these antique stores, you're not going to get rich. All the smart pickers already been there. But it is something. And what Kansas City can do now, because they have the foundation that is so strong, they can do this.
All right, this is the thing, and I just thought about this as we were, as I was playing that audio. This is the thing that kind of confuses me a little bit about the take from Rob Parker, and I think it's a little bit hypocritical based on how we've talked about the Patriots for the last 20 years. I just typed in a random year, 2012. Do you guys know who the leading running back was for the New England Patriots in 2012? It was Stephen Ridley. Is who it was. You guys remember Stephen Ridley? He was okay, right? He was a decent player. He wasn't great by any means, but he was fine. You guys want to know who their leading receiver was? It was Wes Welker. Wes Welker was kind of a nobody before he got to New England. He was in Miami. He was all right. Turned him into a superstar. You want to know who their next wide receiver was that year? It was Brandon Lloyd. Shout out to Blue Springs High School. I feel like we spent 20 years applauding the Patriots for making the move that the Chiefs just made for D-Hop. That's the kind of move the Patriots would do, right? Trade a mid-round pick for a guy late in his career. He's going to come in the Patriot way. Maybe the Chiefs just have to brand it. The way that the Patriots would buy discount players for 20 years and they called it something cool. Hey, that guy's going to come in and play the Patriot way. Isn't that what the Chiefs have done? Isn't Kareem Hunt part of the Chiefs way? Isn't Juju Smith-Schuster part of the Chiefs way? Isn't MVS part of the Chiefs way? Come here, ball out, get a ring, and then when we're done, we will let you go do whatever we want. We are not going to stop you. And if you don't play by our rules, we don't care if you are Tyreek Hill. We do not care who you are. We will still keep winning championships despite you not being here. We applauded the Patriots doing this for 20 years. Everybody should be applauding the Chiefs from learning from the best. Coming up at the top of the hour, I have something, I guess, a take about DeAndre Hopkins. The Chiefs are fighting two very, very big enemies here. I'll tell you what they are. Keep it right here, Mr. Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.